This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Monday morning, start of another week after a, well, there was a lot going on this weekend, to say the least. Eagles draft's coming up, but there were so many other things because the Phils did not play well at all. The Masters was bonkers. It was incredible. We'll talk about that. And obviously, Daryl Morey putting a bow on the Sixers season. Look, there was a lot there, and most of it was not good this weekend, but the Masters was great. The draft is coming up. We'll talk about it all with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hey, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The world's oldest cat lived to be 38 years.
That sounds very old.
3 days old.
That wow. Sounds very old.
That is really old. Four decades.
That's shocking.
A lot of love for a house pet that you would not know what that's like.
No, not my thing.
Having never had a pet.
That is correct. Never had an interest and never will. I do have an interest in
That's
the Phils
sad.
To play better, though. Holy hell.
Yeah. Well, the Phils have been sad, too.
It's really... So, look, I'm curious today, and you can just ring us up, 215-592-9494. Obviously, your reaction to what happened with the Phils this weekend, and more importantly, what you think it means big picture moving forward. I think there's a lot of people that think it's not a small deal, and I would agree with them. You know, the Phillies, because look, I was on record saying before the season and obviously in the first week or so of the season, I think the Phillies are a great team. And I believe that, and I still think they very well may be. Do I feel like I'm on shakier legs right now than I felt? Yeah, because it looks like they have for sure, a center field problem with Brandon Marsh, a third base problem with Alec Boehm, And possibly, and look, we're not going to take as big a bite out of Kepler as those guys, but maybe a left field problem as well. If you got three different positions that are substandard, and like two of them are unfreaking believably substandard, and I'm talking about center field and third base right now, that's not good. Now, look, I know Alec Boehm will play better at some point because he's better than this, but John, he looks like an athlete that is drowning. And Marsh.
He sure is.
Marsh even more, maybe.
Still,
I mean, my God.
Brandon Marsh.
These guys got to get, I mean.
Still trying against
Marsh
left-handers.
Oh, you know, listen. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. But here's the problem. He's not hitting right-handers either. I mean, he's not hitting. He is not hitting. Marsh and Boehm, it is. Look, we all know small sample size somewhat, right? It's middle of April. Okay, so it's not April 5th anymore, but it's not April 25th either. We're not there. Guys have slow starts. I remember Schwarber's first year, he couldn't get above 200 till I don't know when. I mean, Ryan Howard would have slow starts. But Marsh, not good enough, and Boehm regressing in his head and just like fiasco over the weekend, John. For those two guys, that was a disastrous weekend.
We, as a team, need to get home. We need to get refocused. Yeah, those two in particular. Well, Alec Boehm, I don't want to be forever lamenting this situation,
yep.
But He's batting 150. His OBP is 164 or something. I was looking. I could not believe it. OBP, 164. That's I'm not an expert.
Yep.
That is incredible that it's that low. He was benched, and I don't notice the change post-benching. You know, I'm still seeing him swing at the first or second pitch. How do you get through to this guy?
Well, he's got to get through to himself, honestly, John, because I think it's at this point a lot less about someone trying to get through to him and more about whether he just, like, look, Kobe's an all-time example, obviously, okay, all-time player, but like the whole Mamba mentality thing, there's so much good to learn from that. Same thing with Nick Sirianni and dog mentality, Mamba mentality, dog mentality. What they're both basically, what Kobe was saying and what Sirianni has been saying is fight through. Fight through. Don't lay down like a dog. Now, do I think these guys are trying? Yes, I think they're trying. Right now, they stink. And here's the thing. Marsh, like, might actually stink. Like, Bohm, at least, we've seen before him be better to the extent that I believe he can be a good starting baseball player.
He can sure hit.
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
he's proven that. But yesterday, we watched Brandon Marsh deteriorate further in the outfield, I thought. I thought he looked lesser as a left fielder. And granted, maybe that's he's just a little out of practice in left field or something. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's rare to give up two ground rule doubles on your watch, because it just felt like every ball was
like a slap
just out
slow.
Of his reach.
Yeah, I know. And they were
and maybe it was just pure terrible luck, but
I know.
That looked like the unluckiest day in left field I've ever seen.
Yeah, there was a lot
for
going
Brandon
on.
Marsh.
Yeah, I
so I do think his offense is now affecting his defense and vice versa, which is never a good thing.
No, it's not. So look, we'll take your calls on the weekend at 215-592-9494. I do think clearly Bohm is, when I say the bigger problem, the more important problem. Like, we all...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We all know Brandon Marsh is probably not going to be here, let's just say, 3 years from now. And I'm going out a couple years. Like 3 years. Okay, probably, right? Alec Bohm is supposed to be if you want him. Again, that's if you want him. Alec Bohm made the All-Star team last year. Guys, Alec Bohm, Seltzer, was he first or second in doubles last year in the NL?
I think he was second.
Okay, I think he was second.
Yeah.
Like, there's no power. There's no drive of the ball. He has become a singles hitter who doesn't hit singles. He's become a singles hitter who doesn't hit singles. Now, guys, this is a weird one for me. I don't want to, like, this isn't gloom and doom it up, okay? They're one game out of first place. You know, they almost always will come back with a good starting pitcher the next game. Today happens to be, you know, next game happens to be Taiwan. But
well, he's now a good starting pitcher.
Yeah, you know, right. He's not a good
and
starting
Zach
pitcher,
Wheeler's
but he has started
touched
well.
Up.
Zach Wheeler's getting touched up. Nola obviously hasn't been a sharp.
Yeah.
Like, that's very clear. But Bohm,
it is like bizarre.
Bohm bothers
pitching.
Me more than Marsh just because he's supposed to be better. You know what I mean? It's a bigger problem if
sure.
he's not.
And because he's been so great at times. There have been times where he's been our most reliable hitter. The guy that you know you can count on to move guys
right.
late in games. On the positive side of things, you know, we are trying to, maybe it's positive, maybe it's negative. We still don't know who's leading off. We are now including Bryson Stott in the leadoff mix, which is, you know, that's all good.
Okay, what is going on here? It should not
it's
be
John's
my phone.
I think it's John, yeah.
Here's the thing about Stott. So let's address Stott leading off. So there was nothing about Stott leading off that, and I'm not saying this to rip Stott. I want to be clear. At all. This is not ripping Stott at all. He didn't win the job. Alec Bohm lost being a top four hitter on this baseball team. the manager didn't want to just insert Castellanos in there for whatever reason with consistency, just chose not to, and says, okay, well, then I guess by default I'll go to Stott.
You think that's what this is?
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay. Well, we were told Bryson Stott was in the mix for the leadoff.
We were, but it's not like he came out and hit 330 and Rob Thompson's like, I got to have him bat more. That's not what happened. Bohm moved out of the job. And listen, you can make a case either way. You could have Castellanos be the Bohm guy 3-4 or not. And if it's not, then...
Well,
then someone else has to go up there, and it happens to be Stott at one.
I mean, we are in flux. We are in major flux. I'm told that baseball players are creatures of habit. They love the feeling of security and regularity, but this is as far from that as I've seen at this stage.
Obviously, Rob Thompson is to his credit, he's not waiting around. I mean, I do appreciate that. Look, Rob Thompson can't hit the ball for Alec Bohm. He can't hit the ball for Brandon Marsh. I mean, some of this does go back on Dave Dombrowski, clearly. And we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. But this is one of those ones for me with Bohm, not Marsh, but with Bohm primarily. It comes back to the athlete. Like, the athlete has to be, guys, I'll take a bite out of Dave Dombrowski today and anytime it's warranted. And certainly he deserves a partial bite today. There's no question. I'm not sugarcoating that at all. But I mean, when you examine the Bohm thing, the biggest failure is Bohm's failure, period. This guy has to be a better baseball player. So right now, he is hurting the Phillies. Right now, obviously, Marsh is hurting the Phillies. Now, look, other guys didn't hit this weekend also. I don't want to, like, obscure that reality. But for the most part, I mean, you certainly can't get on Schwarber this season. Castellanos has done some nice things this season. I mean, I think two games ago, his batting average is up about 300. You know, obviously, he had a great game Saturday.
Schwarber and Castellanos have been wonderful.
They have been.
I mean, driving guys home, moving guys, home runs and all that. Yep. I mean, well, geez, Schwarber has been himself and then some.
Yeah, I mean, Schwarber's slugging percentage in the last day or two finally went below 700. I mean, he was way up there for the first week and a half of the season. But you know, there are some guys struggling. And again, I want to be clear. This is not a freak out on my part, but this is you start waving the banner of concern. I mean, how can you not? Look, your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. It's a terrible weekend. I mean, they got the win Saturday, which was good. And there were really only a couple things that led to that. Obviously, good starting pitching. And then obviously Castellanos having a big day. But the rest of the weekend stunk. I mean, getting shut out twice is brutal. And it's not like the Cardinals are, you know, some kind of, you know, massive juggernaut right now. Look, phone calls on and all, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you this weekend with the Phils? And obviously take it to next step with us. What do you think it means in the big picture for this baseball team? 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Masters thing as we go forward. It really was, and hopefully you saw it yesterday, it really was one of the great sporting events, honest to God, I think, this decade. It was that special. It was really something. We'll play the audio for you. There was a lot going on with the Masters. It was an all-time roller coaster. And obviously, we'll get closer to the draft as well. Play us some audio, get ready for some of the players, the picks, and the options for the Eagles, obviously, at 32. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.